Technological advances can bring ethical questions. In the case of newborn screening, parents may not realize that within 48 hours after birth, doctors do state-required blood tests to check for genetic disorders. The expansion of this testing in newborns is the subject of a new book by Rachel Grob. She's a visiting professor at the UW Law School in Madison. She says because parents often are not consulted about the tests, it can be extremely stressful if a potential problem is detected.
It is a screening test, and so then there's a lot of follow-up and waiting and anxiety and uncertainty about whether a diagnosis will be made or not. And then sometimes after the diagnosis is made, it's not very clear what that diagnosis will actually mean.
Grob does not take a position for or against newborn testing. Wisconsin tests all newborns for 47 genetic disorders, including sickle cell anemia and cystic fibrosis. Many diseases can be better managed if detected early, but Grob says not all.
And I also think that we need a policy dialogue that will allow us to deal with questions about what we may want to test for in the future in a very robust and inclusive way.
Grob says rapid technological advancements could move the line regarding what parents need and want to know about their child's condition and which tests should be voluntary and which should be mandatory. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.